This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines. And for the second straight day, the federal government is closed. But that does not mean the president and congressional leaders aren't hard at work. Today, leadership members from both parties in the House and Senate met with the president at the White House to talk about the domestic agenda primarily moving forward, including job creation, fiscal responsibility, and, of course, what to do about the health care reform bill that is currently gridlocked in the U.S. Congress. Following that meeting, President Obama made an unscheduled appearance in the White House briefing room to talk about his major domestic priorities. He says at the top of the list, of course, is job creation, and he says that members of both parties agree strongly on how to get this economy moving again.
I am confident, for example, that when one in 10 of our fellow citizens can't work, we should be able to come together and help business create more jobs. We ought to be able to agree on providing small businesses with additional tax credits and much-needed lines of credit. And we ought to agree on investments in crumbling roads and bridges, and we should agree on tax breaks for making homes more energy efficient, all of which will put more Americans to work.
But don't expect that they will agree. Many Republicans who have seen at least the sketch of the second jobs bill say it's nothing but a slightly less costly version of the stimulus package, which they, of course, consider a miserable failure since the administration promised that if passed, the economy would not see the unemployment rate go higher than 8%. It, of course, was north of 10% for a while. It's now settled back to 9.7%, but still millions of people who are looking for work can't find it. The president also talked about some other domestic priorities, including fiscal responsibility and specifically bringing our deficits under control. He says both parties seem to be in agreement on the need to do this in public, but he says behind the scenes, there's a whole lot of disagreement.
There are a few matters on which there is as much vigorous bipartisan agreement, at least in public, but unfortunately there's also a lot of partisan wrangling behind closed doors.
The president also says he's still committed to moving forward on passing a comprehensive health care reform bill, and he once again touted the February 25th televised meeting with congressional Democrats and Republicans to get all ideas on the table and consider the best path forward. Many, though, consider this just a grandstanding exercise by either the Democrats, Republicans, or both, and that substantively not much will actually get done. Obviously, we'll have to wait till February 25th and beyond to see if that's true. Today, though, the president says he's willing to embrace ideas from Republicans, but he says Republicans are being some real sticks in the mud on some issues he cares about.
Bipartisanship depends on a willingness among both Democrats and Republicans to put aside matters of party for the good of the country. I won't hesitate to embrace a good idea from my friends in the minority party, but I also won't hesitate to condemn what I consider to be obstinacy that's rooted not in substantive disagreements, but in political expedience.
The president says that description is not only limited to the policy debates we're currently having, but he says Republicans, in the Senate in particular, have been very hostile towards his nominees, who he says are very moderate and very qualified.
We talked about this as well, particularly when it comes to the confirmation process. You know, I respect the Senate's role to advise and consent, but 4 months, qualified, non-controversial nominees for critical positions in government, often positions related to our national security, have been held up despite having overwhelming support.
Speaking of national security, the controversy continues now over how the Obama administration handled the apprehension and interrogation of the suspected Christmas Day bomber who tried to ignite the explosives in his underwear on that flight from Amsterdam to Detroit on December 25th. And it's not along partisan lines. Today, speaking with NBC's Andrea Mitchell, Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Arlen Specter says it's far more important to interrogate the man, then charge him.
I do not believe he should have been read his rights. I think the most important thing is to find what information he has in order to prevent future terrorist attacks.
Specter also says the FBI may need to look into changing its policy of Mirandizing suspects as soon as they encounter them. He says the most important thing here is to stop future terrorist attacks and not worry about having a confession rubbed out by a failure to have rights read.
I don't think they should. If that is their practice, I think they ought to rethink it when they have a terrorist, because information that the terrorist would give is more important than the conviction. And you can still get the conviction in a military commission.
Specter, as well as other members of Congress, speaking out today in memory of the late Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha, who died on Monday at age 77 after complications following gallbladder surgery. Murtha represented his southwestern Pennsylvania district since 1974. He was a combat-decorated Marine veteran of both the Korean and Vietnam conflicts. He was considered a military hawk on most foreign policy issues until he became a fierce critic of the Bush administration policy in Iraq. On the interview front today, a whole slew of interviews you can check out at dateline.radioamerica.org as well as worldnetdaily.com. You can hear my interviews on the crisis in Iran and their ongoing efforts to acquire nuclear weapons, my conversations with Middle East expert Mike Evans, as well as the man who first warned the West about Iran's latest nuclear ambitions, Ali Reza Jafarzadeh. We'll be speaking with Professor Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia about which party is likely to win the now open congressional seat once held for many years by John Murtha in southwestern Pennsylvania. We'll also look at an effort to recall New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez, as well as a new climate service that the Obama administration is proposing in order to provide projections for what climate change will mean for different parts of the world. And we've got more insight on the healthcare debate with the former president of the American Medical Association, Dr. Donald Paul Masano. Again, all of that, dateline.radioamerica.org and worldnetdaily.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.